on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Thursday the 12th of December. Let's check out a few things that happened on this day, but first to the birthdays we go. Connie Francis, the US singer, she had a few hits in the 50s. She's 81 today. Dionne Warwick, the US singer, some of her biggest 60s hits were Walk On By, I Say A Little Prayer, and Do You Know The Way To San Jose? She's 79 today. Phil Nighy, the English actor and comedian, is 70 years old. He's been in loads of movies, including the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and of course, Love Actually. David Atkins, the Australian dancer and choreographer, is 64. Sheila E., US singer and musician, is 62. Jennifer Connelly, the US actress, is 49 today. She won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in the movie A Beautiful Mind, the movie with Russell Crowe in it.
Great movie.
And she was also in The Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Yep, remember that as well.
And Mayim Balik, the US actress who was in Blossom as a child and then in The Big Bang Theory, she's 44 today.
It was on this day in 1896 that Brisbane's first golf club opened, and 3 years later, the golf tee was patented by a guy called George Grant of Boston.
In 1908, the first rugby league test was played between Australia and England with a result, a 22-all draw.
The first motel, the Motel Inn, opened in California on this day in 1925.
In 1959, Jack Brabham became the first Australian to become the world racing champion.
Jack Brabham won, covering the 225 miles at an average of just under 90 miles an hour. Congratulations to Brabham on a great display.
The Beatles played their last official British concert on this day in 1965.
In 1969, The Doors played their final concert with Jim Morrison as lead singer.
And Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones was knighted on this day in 2002 for his services to the music industry.
And that's just a few things that happened on this day for Thursday, the 12th of December.